And we also have guests with us right now. We have Anika Richner, for the program director from the SCAC, joining us. Anika, thank you so much for coming in today.
Thank you for having us.
We have a couple of folks from Ace Hardware here. We have Mike. I'm going to see if I can get that name right. Schwartfeger?
That's right.
Did I get
Very
it right?
Good job.
Right.
Wow.
Thank
you. Must have some German background.
No. Not at all. I'm all Scandinavian. Not too far, though. And Dan Meter, and I can pronounce Dan's name
pretty
easily.
That's perfect, yeah.
Thank you so much for coming in. You have, there's going to be a program that is it started already?
It is actually live right now. We started on Black Friday, and basically what this is, it's called a roundup, and we wanted to partner with somebody in Northfield, a community service center that helps people in Northfield, and Dan actually recommended the Community Action Center.
Yeah, I've heard from lots of local folks that they do great work. A couple of friends of mine and acquaintances have said that they've had to use the Community Action Center. I've been fortunate enough to use the Community Action Center in a time of need, so it was just kind of a no-brainer to go with them.
Yeah, and we'll have more on that in just a moment or so. I want to talk to Anika here for just a moment about the CAC. Dan had mentioned he knows somebody. Everybody knows somebody probably that has used the services at one time or another of the Community Action Center. That need is certainly not just during Christmas, but Christmas is a wonderful time, and I know you do a lot of awareness stuff. Tell us about that around the holiday season.
Well, right now we're in the middle of Operation Joy, which is a holiday gift-giving program. And so that's one seasonal opportunity that we have. But throughout the year, we have people that access us for a variety of needs. It could be food. It could be help with rent or utilities. It could be someone experiencing homelessness or on the verge of homelessness, people seeking help with employment, lots of different reasons.
Now, during the holiday season, you do some fundraising, some awareness stuff. How is this really critical to your winter, or the whole winter? Are you gathering stuff for the whole winter long? And what you collect there in December, is that going to get you through or get the people through, your clients through?
Yeah, it's really amazing what happens during the holiday season. All of the giving and the volunteering that happens through Operation Joy. So we do really focus on this holiday season and helping kids in particular get holiday gifts. But we're also collecting donations that help sustain the organization throughout the year, whether that be for food or clothing or things like that.
Mm-hmm. And the folks at Arrow Ace Hardware, which is a, of course, owned the local one here, and you have a few stores, and they're all right around this area, central Minnesota, so it's important for you to tie yourself into the community as well.
Right, yeah, we have 8 stores, and it's all pretty much in southern Minnesota. We do have one in St. Cloud, which is the longest drive for us, but we're locally owned, and we want to be connected to our home, our home store and everything that we can do in the community.
All right, tell us about that program. You're rounding up. It's a roundup.
So it's a roundup. So when you gather your things that you are purchasing and you go right to the checkout, Dan or one of the staff there at Arrow Ace Hardware, they'll ask if you'd like to round up. And it's really just rounding up your transaction to the nearest dollar.
Mm-hmm.
And, it averages out to about 50 cents. Some people pay a little bit more. Some people pay a little bit less. And if, there are people who want to give more. And you can do that, too. You could say, hey, I want to give $3. I want to give $10 or $50 because it's all staying right here locally, right in Northfield. So we can do that. And we have a total here for you today. Since it's been about 10 days worth of rounding up, we're at $247.40. And we do have a goal of $1,250.
All right.
So We're working towards that goal. We think we can do it. We know Northfield is generous, and we got a great staff and all of those things too.
And Dan, you're right here. You're a frontline guy, right? Here in Northfield. Has the response been pretty good? Are people pretty receptive to that?
They are incredibly receptive to the center. I think a lot of people in Northfield know someone who's benefited, and regardless, it's just an easy sell to ask them if they can just donate a few cents to a good local nonprofit.
Yeah. Do you have people? I would think, okay, my purchase came to $16.84. I just round it up to 20. Can you do that?
Yeah, that's no problem.
Or round it up to 50, I suppose.
You can round it up to 200 if they really want to. The sky's the limit, so.
All right. Boy, yeah. What a great program. And Anika, let's move things back to you. What are some of the things that you, that the CAC, the needs at Christmas, families with young kids and trying to make ends meet, what are some of the biggest needs that you see this time of year?
Well, it really depends on what the...
Is it any different than the rest of the year?
It really isn't. I mean, if people... every family and every parent wants to be able to provide the best they can for their children. And so that can oftentimes stretch the budget even further than usual.
Mm-hmm.
And so really the needs are vast, both at the holidays and throughout the year.
All right. And let's move things back to our folks at Ace Hardware. Mike and Dad, you guys, we'll give you an opportunity for a plug here. You're doing a good thing for the local people, for people who need the services of the CAC. We certainly appreciate that. But we'll give you a plug, too. You got some Christmas presents there at Ace Hardware and everything you need to be happy for Christmas.
Oh, sure. You know, Ace Hardware or Aero Ace Hardware, we have a lot of great Christmas gifts right there. And, tool sets, Craftsman, great brands. And, sometimes people maybe not think of a hardware store as a place to get gifts, but we have grills. Those are great gifts.
Mm-hmm.
We've had some really fantastic wives who are buying their husbands, a Traeger grill with its, it's a wood-fired grill. And Dan and his staff, they deliver it in their beautiful white van.
Oh, yeah. Bring it out and set it up.
Yeah, I like you guys have a lot of what I like is like stocking stuffers. By the checkout counter, I always get a few other things. It's like, oh, I need that. Yeah. So great stocking stuffers as well. All right, anything else you'd like to mention about the Rounding Up program or the CAC, Anika?
I just really want to say thank you. It means so much to Community Action Center and to the people we serve to have businesses like Aero Ace who have chosen us as a recipient, but that think of us during the holidays and throughout the year. We just really appreciate all that support.
Well, it's a wonderful program. We wish you the best of success, the best success that you can have, and I think it's a wonderful thing. Thank you so much for coming in, guys.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you.
All righty. That is Mike Schwartfeger and also Dan Meter from Aero Ace Hardware here in town, along with Anika Richner, the program director at the Community Action Center.